Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party Week continues on with Roxy and I talking about the Hollow Wishes fireworks show. And we have a few other things that we discuss as well. Be sure to stay tuned for the very end, as I'll be playing the entire audio from the Hollow Wishes fireworks show. And by the time I got out, it was time to meet back up with Jeannie and her husband, and we watched Hollow Wishes. And now it's kind of
how
cool.
Was it?
It's kind of cool. When it goes to these type of things, it's kind of funny because the parades, the fireworks, these are all things that I don't ever stop to experience. They're always just like I like to think of them as atmosphere, you know. Or
I agree. I totally do. But if there is a special one, I'll try to see it. I'll purposely try to see it, like you did, you know, like
right,
Halloween.
No, right, yeah. I mean, I made a point to look at it. I mean, twice in my life, I have been on Splash Mountain while Wishes is going off, and that's kind of cool, you know, like, so.
Oh, I miss Wishes.
And that actually happened on my trip, and I didn't mention that in the other episode.
Nice. Like, you guys still have Wishes? I think we talked about this before, and I was jealous then, too.
Yeah, we got it. I keep saying we, and you guys, I can't do it. If you know I can't do it, it bugs me on other podcasts when people do that. When they
say, really?
Yeah, when they say, well, we got this, and you guys, it's like,
no.
I don't claim ownership to any
Walt said to me, Disneyland is your land, so I'm taking him at that. Like, it's mine.
Well, he said it to me, too. So then
see?
Walt Disney World is not my land. So. Whatever, I don't know, whatever. So
no, I miss Wishes. It was a really good show. It was my second favorite fireworks show ever. But back on the topic of Halloween, my boyfriend Keegan, his favorite fireworks show ever was the Halloween fireworks show at Disneyland that they did, because it was amazing. So that's why I asked what you thought of the Halloween show.
I mean, it was cool. I mean, there's projections on the castle, the music set to it. I mean, it was definitely cool. The grand finale of fireworks. I guess for me, I didn't have the best view because we kind of went there last minute, and that just added to the annoyance of how crowded it was.
Totally.
I mean, the picture that was painted to me is almost like I would have thought that I was there by myself. That's how empty the Halloween party was. You know, like, and it was. That was one of the most crowded times I'd ever been in the Magic Kingdom, like, in my life. Like, to me, it felt like maybe just everyone was near where I was the whole time, but, you know, but it was just super crowded everywhere I went. But no, I don't have too much to say about it. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Let's see. So after that, after all the shows were done, we did try to catch the other BTU parade because I wanted to shoot it from a different angle. And we were actually lined up to do so. And then right before it started, they canceled it because of weather. And pretty much 10 minutes later, from whatever time that was, I think it was around 9-ish, for the rest of the night, it was torrential downpour.
I know that feel.
So the rest of the night was pouring rain, dude. It was pretty bad. One thing that I'd realized at this point too, I was like, I had not gone on Pirates this trip. I was like, well, I'm like, all right, it's time to head over there immediately. There's no way I'm not going to be able to do it. And the reason I didn't go before is that there was always a long line, and there's always a long line because of FastPass Plus, and I hate it. Because in the past, there was never a long line. But the line was decent. it doesn't matter how long. I wasn't going to leave Walt Disney World and not go on Pirates. I mean, that's just,
Really? Because I've listened to this crazy podcast guy on this creepy Disney podcast show tell me a reason never to go on Pirates again. Just saying.
Funny enough, I totally forgot about that. I didn't mention that on the show either, the thing I'm telling you about. So, that was not on the show. And I actually totally forgot about it. So. But, I got experience Pirates. It is the lesser of the two Pirates. but it's better than no Pirates. So.
It is. And Disney World has a better queue.
Yeah, sure. If you I'd rather have the extended, go through the Blue Bayou and extended intro over the
totally
queue if I had to choose. But it was all good. I enjoyed it, as I usually do. what did we do there? From there, because the rain was really bad and we were trying to figure out what to do there. And when I realized something, I was like, I hadn't gone on Peter Pan's flight in a very long time. Because I'm not sure how it is in Disneyland, but it's really this weird phenomenon.
The line.
There's always a long line.
It is in Disneyland. Okay, if you're one of us. And by us, I mean, the Disney nerds in the know.
Right.
Peter Pan is the last thing you do of the night. Last. Because it's the time when the line might be 20 minutes instead of 60.
Yeah, it's really this weird phenomenon. I mean, essentially, it's just a dark ride just like all the other ones, but I don't know. Put flight in front of something and people lose their minds.
So, I don't know. It didn't used to be like that. I don't remember.
I don't remember being like that when I used to go to Disneyland at all. It was just another dark ride. I mean, it was just the regular wait, the pre-Fast Pass era. I have no memory of even waiting in line. Like, it was just, that's how fast it went. But I hadn't been on the Magic Kingdom one in a long time, 5 years or something like that. I was not so scared. Let's get in there. And there was still a line, for sure. I'm not going to say there was no line, but we went on it. And it was funny how in my memory of it was actually totally different than the ride. That's how long I'd been on it.
Ow.
It's in my memory. All the show scenes are super far away from the ship. But it's not. You can totally go through all this stuff. It's so awesome.
I have the problem that there are some rides where I can't remember what the Disney World one is like because I've been on the Disneyland one so much. But is Peter Pan, it's the same, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Again, since I am not the expertise on this, since I barely remember the ride, I feel like it's different. I could be totally wrong on that, but I feel that it's obviously similar, but I don't feel like it's identical.
Oh, we're going to have to check that out. Now I have to go to Disney World because I have been in the habit the last few times I've been to Disney World of I try not to go on the things that we have in Disneyland because right. I want to do all of the new stuff first. Sure. And then if I have time, you know, I do the other stuff.
Well, book your Fast Plus now because you're going to need a 9-month advance to be able to get on it.
So, oh, my God.
But anyways, I'm not sure. So we're just speculating right now. So we don't want to misinform our listeners.
No,
so we'll just move
we
on
don't.
For that.
Although if someone wants to fill us in, that
sure.
would be great.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good. It's one of those things where I just, you know, no one really talks about that ride except there's a wait. You know, it's not really talked about or studied, so it's really just out of my mind, you know, and I've really forgot about most of it. And I love it. I'm like, it's such a fun thing to go through because you actually go through the show scenes. You're like,
yes.
Everything's really close by. I love that. Yeah. I love that Ariel is with the mermaids in there. That's pretty cool.
Neverland is my favorite part. Of the whole thing when you go over Neverland, there's
right,
all
right.
the stars and the oh, I love that. And as the president of the Bang Rainbow, just pin up Pixie,
yeah.
you know, it's like required that we go on Peter Pan every time we go to the park. But yeah, I love that ride. I don't care how old it is or what anybody says, I love it.
I mean, no one really speaks negatively of it. It's just more of like, I never said whether this massive wait is for it. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get the wait.
I guess it's bad capacity. I guess that's it has to be that. You know, like it must have low capacity. Like, what else could it be? I don't know. This is not the Let's Analyze Peter Pan's Flight podcast. So.
No, that's for our new podcast,
yes.
our rant.
Yes, the Disney podcast. Rants.
To the most spirited season of them all. I am your host, your ghost host. The 999 happy haunts and I are ready to materialize for a spectacular celebration. You never know who will drop in. After all, this is Halloween.
Scared, you know, I'm all that well to see her. Bye.
gathering, we invite you to partake in our favorite Halloween tradition, the scream along. Any volunteers? Just scream like you're trying to wake